I'm excited and I feel relaxed and I'm ready to party!
Welcome to the podcast of those two girls.
Here we go.
Hey, welcome to today's podcast, podcasters.
We're going to call it a poo cast and you'll hear about it. You'll hear why right now.
You're listening to Those Two Girls.
I'm angry.
Lisa and Sarah's.
I've never been this angry in my entire life.
Triggered.
Yes, those little moments in your day, in your week, that just get your goat.
I mean,
you know,
the tiny moments that for some reason bring out an amount of rage
yes.
in you, and you just need to get that off your chest. If you've got one, call us on 13 10 60. Here are a few of some that we love.
I'm coming home from work, long day at work. You just want a nice McDonald's feed. You get a cheeky 6 nuggets on the side.
Yes.
And they forget your sweet and sour sauce.
Triggered.
How am I supposed to do skills at training without my sweet and sour sauce?
What about when all you want to do is you're a bit peckish, you just want to make a sandwich, innocent, and then you go to butter the bread. Someone's put the butter in the fridge, it's cold, it just rips the middle of the bread.
Triggered.
When you're laying in bed in the morning, remember you're broke and you have to go to work.
Triggered.
So it's the minutiae. It's the minutiae of life. I'm going to kick off with one that happened yesterday, Sarah.
Mm-hmm.
I was down on my hands and knees, being a good housewife.
Mm-hmm.
God. You guys are filthy animals. Let me finish my sentence.
You look at Scott and I in the eye and raise your eyebrows when you're saying that stuff. We're the ones who are holding the show together.
What I'm referring to is that one little line of dirt that won't go in the dustpan. It just won't.
Yes.
You know, you've got your pile of dirt and you sweep it in and then there is one little thin line,
and then
Sarah.
You just have to scatter it in
you
anger.
Scatter
Triggered.
It. Screw
you.
And you pretend
I'll
it never happened.
Time. All right. Well, this morning I called in to the petrol station to get a coffee and I didn't move my cup out of the way quickly enough when it filled and I got the rubbish water that fell into it.
Triggered.
Is that rubbish water? Because I always can't work out if I meant to leave it for that or take it before that.
Scotty, you're
an
idiot.
You meant to take it before. The fact that it's grey and comes out.
I don't
out,
think
like,
it's rubbish water. I think
into your cup isn't a good sign.
I think it cleans out the milk. It's milky water, isn't
Maybe,
it?
Maybe, but I'm not okay with it. I don't want it in my cappuccino.
I'm very uncomfortable now.
I can't believe you guys are doing this. We were going to take your triggered calls. We were going to take all your triggered calls, but the producers two idiots have changed their minds because of a story
came to
I
light
told.
In the break that gave Scott, as an I, a massive case of the giggles, and Lee's had a massive case of something else. So tell the ultimate triggered story.
Okay, this is the ultimate triggered story. It really is. Yesterday, I met my mum for a light lunch date, the two of us. And when the menu was presented to me, I was just thrilled to see that they were serving young coconuts. So that's like a fresh coconut where they hack the top off,
mm-hmm.
pop a straw in, and also a spoon, and you drink the delicious nectar.
Mm-hmm.
I swear there was 500 mil in there. It was a bottomless pit of coconut water, and then you can scrape the delicious soft flesh.
Mm-hmm.
And I am mad for a coconut, Sarah, so I was into it like nobody's business. 20 minutes later, I said to Mum, I'm just going to duck off to the ladies. And I spent the next 20 minutes wondering how I was going to survive what was happening to my guts. Basically, I've come to work 4 kilos lighter.
Oh, my God.
Guys, I know it's too much, but this is the thing. So while I was on the toilet, expelling everything that was ever in my body, I Googled coconuts. And it turns out that coconuts are a laxative and a diuretic unlike any other. And I had no idea. This continued well into the night. I have not had a lot of sleep.
Really?
In my guts.
Oh, that's about right.
Sarah, it was violent. It was, I'm a shadow of my former self.
What was your mother doing while you were in the bathroom for 20 minutes?
Did she think you fainted or collapsed or something? She knows what my metabolism is like. So she took one look at me. I was white as a ghost when I emerged. And I said, we must never return here again. Keep walking, keep walking. And she was like, "What are you okay?" And I said, "No, I'm not okay." And I said, "What the hell?" And she was like, "Lise, it's the coconut." Because we grew up on a tropical island, she knows this. In New Caledonia, she was like, "You can't have that many coconuts." And I was
"Why didn't she pipe up while I was guzzling it like there was no tomorrow?" I mean, you've essentially given yourself a double whammy of a natural laxative by drinking half a litre of coconut oil and the flesh, which
coconut
I looked up
water.
To. It's because it's got all these fatty acids in it, and that stimulates the bowel.
But this is the thing. I buy coconut water at the servo.
But I looked, it said an occasional coconut water is okay. Plus that stuff would be
processed. This was the
this
natural
is fresh
stuff.
Out of the fruit.
Oh my God, guys. I mean, look at me. I'm pale. I'm weak.
Do you reckon the people at the little cafe
just wait
for people to order it and then stand there, here we go.
Was there a lineup?
There was a lineup in the toilet. It was a little demountable, like a donger. And there was no ventilation. There was no ventilation. There was no bloody Glade air freshener puffing off. I was trapped in there.
There was something puffing off, that's for sure.
And I couldn't even see under the door how many people were there. So I thought, I'm going to open the door and I might come face to face with people and they might come face to face with something else and I'm just going to have to put on a brave face.
You should have just blamed it on the last person. Just like, oh, that last person, disgusting. Disgusting.
Yeah, except for the fact that Lisa would be like, oh, that last person is... Sorry.
Scott, you had to get one of those stupid noises in there, didn't you?
Anyway, this is my public service announcement, guys. I'm sorry it's a disgusting story, but I had no idea the power of a coconut. Also, I'm starting a new weight loss regime. You can subscribe.
You're only one coconut away from your goal weight.
Oh, my God.
What's your new weight loss regime called?
Cocoa Guts.
You're listening to Those Two Girls.
If you are a long-time listener of the show, you'll be aware of Lisa's belief that Usher's name is actually pronounced Ursha. I just want to point out the start of this song says this. That's him saying his own name.
Play the end of it, Scotty.
No.
You can't just do that.
But at the end of it, he just keeps repeating the DJ got us fallen in love.
Ludacris says it, Ursha.
Ludacris isn't in that song.
It's Ursha. I heard an interview with him. Anyway, well, I'm going to get to the bottom of it, okay? I'll call Ursha himself.
I wish you would, Shersha.
It's Those Two Girls and Lise and Sarah.
All right. There's been a storm of controversy over something that I think is very sensible.
Mm.
And it's after Insider Inc.'s managing editor, a lady named Jessica, said that her number one rule for hiring people is if someone doesn't send you a thank you email after an interview, don't hire them.
Great tip. Hot tip from Sarah.
She has said that not sending a follow-up email after an interview is the number one mistake interviewees make when it comes to her. And that sending a thank you message afterwards shows resourcefulness because people have to perhaps find your email and contact details. It shows manners. It shows that you're eager and organized and that you have business etiquette. And when you have an interview with someone for a very short period of time, you only get like a little snapshot of data about that person.
Yes.
Whereas that's something that sort of backs up.
And it's a reminder. It's a reminder to the employer. Oh,
but
who was that person? Let me go back into their file.
But here's the thing. People were outraged, absolutely outraged that she had said that this was her number one rule.
What, the people who didn't get the job?
Absolutely. People like, oh, do you send thank you emails to the people who've come and interviewed with you? Do you know how exhausting interviews are on a personal and technical level? You know, your business is going to be benefited by the talent from candidates and it's you who should be thinking sending thank you emails. I mean, people are...
Vile.
Ridiculous, right?
I believe it is something that I've done.
Absolutely.
All the time, mostly because I'm just a tenacious employer stalker following an interview.
It made me think about this. So I have sent a thank you email for every job or a thank you phone call or what have you for every job I've ever gone for. And this would have been since I was,
you know, like a teen.
A receptionist at uni and all that kind of thing. I have got every single job I've ever gone for. And I wonder if it's actually just down to the thank you email now.
So you're one
if
for
it's
one.
Not actually, if it's not actually anything to do with my skills, it's the fact that it's a thank you email.
In it. Sarah, I believe I've gotten every job I've gone for too. I think there's something in it. It just it's a great tip that maybe the younger people do overlook now because, I mean, I think it's also subjective. Some employers just won't have that time and will be like, oh, too much. But I think if you keep it short and sweet, I think there's a lot of power in a thank you
Absolutely.
Email.
Absolutely. I think if it's down to you and another candidate and you're the person who sends the thank you email, thanks so much for your time today. You know, hopefully we can work together at
Do
some
you
stage
send
then.
Thank you texts after like a dinner party?
Yeah, I think thank you notes in general. Are going the way of the dodo and they should be brought back. Absolutely. If I've been invited to a party, if my kids have been invited to a party, if someone's done something kind for me.
You're a regular Mother
it's
Teresa,
a quick
aren't
thank you?
You.
I am. That is how I like to imagine myself. But you are the same. You're not an ill-mannered person.
No, I'm not an ill-mannered person.
Surprisingly, because it does come across that way sometimes, but you're not. You're very polite.
No, I do like those little gestures. I think they go a very long way and you can just be concise about it. You don't have to. I don't like long-winded anythings.
No.
You know?
No, you've got to cut off. But look,
like when Dane tries to say, I love you, I just like, just stop it. I love.
Or do you just say thank you like Ross and Rachel in Friends? Thank you for telling me you loved me. And I won't say it back.
That'd be too long-winded. Just shake my hand. Those of you who enjoy a hot cross bun or five ahead of Easter.
Oh, ahead of Easter. I'm one of those people who start buying them in February. Yeah. I'm all for the bun.
Well, I am not. I'm not pro hot cross bun prior to Easter. I have a hard and fast rule. I only eat them after Easter.
You're
or
so
once
weird.
Easter has been, like, that's when the... And you know what? I'm glad that I've stuck to that rule because hot cross buns have been recalled by a Foodland, one of those little independent grocers down in South Australia, because a calculator has been found among a certain batch. Little bits and pieces of a plastic calculator were found among hot cross buns there. People are going mad. It takes calorie counting to a whole new level. Why the hell was a calculator found inside?
It must have accidentally fallen into the dough or something.
Well, they're saying it's absolutely not a malicious act, unlike the strawberry debacle of whenever that was.
But they've recalled them because the calculator has a button battery,
that's
right?
That's right,
so
which is That's the danger. The little bits of plastic we can probably, you know, you can pass that in your bowel movement, can't
I mean,
you?
I wouldn't recommend it. I'd still go through it. It's kind of like a Kinder Surprise, but with a little bit more danger.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, you know, the song One a Penny, Two a Penny.
Oh, my God.
Cross runs.
Isn't that something that's like an emotional
runs.
Nightmare from primary school when they would give you a recorder?
I mean,
and then just blow into this, one a penny, two a penny, hot cross
buns. I mean, that was one of the greatest moments of my life. That's when music really entered my life and my soul, when
Finally,
I started playing that
song. That's when
that
I think most kids stop the recorder. It's like, if you master hot cross buns, that's it. Your recorder.
And I think you'll find in that song, though, when they sing one a penny, two a penny, it's the other way. Sarah, it starts like one a penny, two a penny, hot cross.
Oh, it does.
But see?
You're right.
Yeah, anyway, I'm very divided
but with more
over this story.
Piercing of eardrums.
Get it, Scotty? She didn't even hear it.
I hope this issue doesn't multiply, personally.
Anyway, it was a great addition to our show.
I came up with two of those.
I know. And when you come up with puns, I tell them as my own. That's just how
it's called idea theft, and you need to get used to it. All right?
You're listening to Those Two Girls.
Now it's time for our new favourite game that we like to call
Movie.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we do like to
movie.
So, Lise and I have watched a lot of movies in our time, and we reckon we can pick a movie based on an obscure scene in it. So, sure, there are the famous ones. There are the, I'll Never Let You Go.
Yes.
From Titanic. Everyone
you
knows that one.
You Complete Me from yes. Jerry Maguire.
Yes.
But we're not talking about those scenes.
They're
we're talking
easy
about
peasy.
The ones that just really are of very little significance in mm-hmm. a movie, but can we pick the movie? All right.
So I'm going to play you a full-length scene,
mm-hmm.
and the first one who jumps in and guesses the movie that it's from gets the point. Overall okay. score, it's one apiece right now.
Mm-hmm.
Here is movie number one.
Make it move!
Don't even know what he just said.
Move!
Move!
2001, this movie came out.
He's boring.
Someone's... Oh, Lise!
Yo.
It Sorry. Is the movie with Will Smith and his little boy in it, and it's and he becomes homeless. What?
I can't hear anything.
Why are you two laughing? It's that movie. It's called the one with
it's
Will
not.
Smith, and then he becomes a millionaire. What's that movie called?
It's not.
Shut up, Aaron.
I've never talked to a
Smith. Oh, Sarah, it's Harry Potter.
You.
How exact do we need that
And the
answer?
Philosopher's Stone.
Oh, well done!
Yes!
Well done. So it is Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone. It's not the Will Smith one where he becomes homeless and gets a lot of money.
What was that movie called? There is a scene in that.
Sarah just said it.
But you will find that if you go into the Will Smith movie, there's a scene where he has to sleep in a train station bathroom with
okay.
his child.
That's not right, the movie.
Movie number two. If Sarah gets this one, it is best of three. Yep, so she wins today. Mm. This is movie number two.
Okay, then. What did everyone think of The Sun Also Rises?
1999 for this one.
It. He's so romantic.
Romantic? Hemingway? He was an abusive alcoholic misogynist.
I think this was Heath Ledger's first American movie.
Sarah,
don't tell me
10 things I hate about you.
How sure are you about that answer?
I'm sure of it.
I'm sure.
She's got it right. She's won. She's running to the scoreboard with a Nico pen. Much to my disgrace.
Yes! It's up there. Oh.
And sometimes you just need to give the little people a win. You need to bolster their confidence.
So are we calling this show Those Two Girls or the show with Lise and Sarah and they play a game where they win?
Yes.
You're listening to Those Two Girls.
How is your ladies' week going, Lise?
What a ladies'
You don't
week.
Have any men living in your house right
oh,
now.
Oh, yeah, no, they're back. They left Sunday mid-morning to go camping, and they got back yesterday at 10 a.m.
Just in time for Lise to spend the entire night on the toot.
Guys, I
if
can't
ever
stay
anyone
long.
Needed privacy at that vulnerable time, it was Lise, but unfortunately
they're
they
used to it. Like, my family, they know, like, you know, that's just the way my body works, Sarah, unfortunately.
It is. I do think it is why you are...
Here we go, Sarah's diagnosis.
As petite as you are, it's because your body just eliminates anything that's
it's
not useful
elimination
to it
station.
Very, very, very quickly.
It's so
your body is one giant Ford centipill.
At what stage in your relationship did Dane find out about Grug and Grug's effects? Grug, by the way, is the name for Lisa's metabolism.
No, look. To be honest, we don't. There's no toilet chat.
No, but
keep
at
that
some
for
point,
you guys.
At some point, he would have realized. At some point, he would have realized you disappeared very quickly after a meal.
Oh, he does know that I disappear quickly after most meals, but I don't. I don't give him a blow by blow.
Okay.
Guys, you're filthy. Listen, can't I just... It's a turn of phrase.
Yeah. We were thinking...
Also, it's how we keep our marriage alive.
Oh, jeez.
Guys, whatever.
Jeez, Lise.
Listen, I can't
just
stay long.
Just stay quiet. Just let her bear
no,
up now because she'll say
long,
we're the dirty
Sarah.
Ones and then...
You
does
are.
That.
And then goes, whatever.
Whatever.
Listen, I can't stay long doing this podcast because I have had nothing in my stomach since midday yesterday and I need some Vegemite toast at Chez. And, okay, something savoury.
Could you make it from the end of the last bite of the veggie toast back to the radio station bathroom, or would that be too far?
Well, I don't know. There's only one way to find out.
Oh, gee. All right, we're going. We'll catch you tomorrow. Bye.
Well, that was a podcast of Those Two Girls.